Hi, Lacey.
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Lacey, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm calling you about an inquiry that was made about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
All right. And then do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least one year?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What was the date of diagnosis, roughly?
Hang on 1 second. Let me. Wednesday, November 27th, 2024.
November 27, 2020. So just recently? I'm
Yes.
sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. What is your date of birth?
June 10th, 1987.
June 10th, 1987. Okay. And then, do you know anybody else that took Depo-Provera or was injured by it?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And then you did consume the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. You got four injections in that 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just asked you this, as it can be repetitive, sorry. And then within that 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did use Depo-Provera between 1992 and present day, sometime in that time frame?
No.
What, you didn't use. No, did you use Depo-Provera any time between 92 to till today?
Any time between 92 and today?
Yes, any time between
Yes.
92 and today. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then roughly when did you start using it?
The first time I've used it, I'd have to say early 2000s.
Okay. What would you say, like around mid, like 2002, three, or five?
Early 2002.
2002. Okay. All right. One second. Two. So you were about 15 or so when you started using it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then when did you stop using it?
Just
Just year wise.
recently.
Okay. It was because of the diagnosis and stuff.
No, I was going to have a hysterectomy, and the
I see.
doctor just took me off of it, and I didn't go through with the hysterectomy, so I
I see.
just stopped using it altogether.
I see. And what year was that in? Just rough estimate.
Just this year,
2024.
April 2024.
What was the month? I'm sorry.
June 2024.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma, right? In
Yes,
11, 27,
in
24.
November.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then I do need to ask you this. I know it's redundant. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female at birth.
Thank you. And then single, married, divorced.
I'm married.
Okay. And then your first name is Lacey, Lacy.
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or middle initial you'd like to use?
J.
J. What's your middle name?
Joe.
JO.
Yes.
Okay. And then last name, JARECKI.
Correct.
And I know it's redundant as well. You're not a junior, senior, first, second, or third.
No.
Okay. And then what is your social?
451-85-0138.
Okay. I'll repeat that to you at the end again. And then email I have for you is lacey.shire, Shires@yahoo.com.
Correct.
And then this, of course, is the best number to reach you on, 940-284-8007.
Correct.
And this is a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then contact preference, when the lawyers reach out to you in about a day or two, would that be by phone, text, or email?
Phone.
Phone. All right. And then would morning, afternoon, or evening be the best time?
Morning.
All right. And then, Lacey, what is your best physical address?
1601 East FM.
Can you spell the street?
East 1417.
Oh, 1417. I'm sorry. I misheard that. East 1417, yeah?
It's 1601 Farm to Market.
Hold
so
on.
So, FM.
FM.
1417.
1417.
Apartment 14.
Okay.
Sherman, S H.
Is this
E-R.
Texas?
Yes, Sherman, Texas.
75009.
75090, yes.
75090. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
So it has here, so six, is it, so 1601 East and then FM 1417?
1601.
Yeah.
East FM.
One four one seven. Yeah, no, you're good.
1601 East FM 1417. Apartment 14. Sherman, Texas. 75090.
Thank you. I just, if I get anything wrong, then we have to, you know, do everything again. So that's why.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I have to repeat it to myself a bunch of times, or I won't even get it half the time.
No, it's confused. The FM is what confused me.
Well, it's. Sometimes they won't accept it as Farm to Market. Sometimes they'll accept it as FM. It's really weird.
Yeah, let me see what my system takes. Yeah, this one took it.
Yeah, so it's finicky. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it'll take FM. Sometimes it has to take the full word, Farm to Market. It's just finicky like that. But I personally have to say Farm to Market or FM or it's. But yeah,
it's funny. I've never seen that. And then let me put FM. And then it was apartment. You said 14, right?
Yes.
Okay. Apartment. Let me just fix this. APT 14. Okay. And then just to confirm again, the zip code 75090.
Correct.
Grayson County?
Yes.
Okay. And then who is the doctor that diagnosed you just recently?
It's going to be a really long name.
I'll be able to find it.
Hang on one second. Let me find her name.
You're going to take your time.
I cannot pronounce her name for the life of me.
No, I get it. I know some of these. Yeah, I know how it is. And then you do have, there is medical records that exist for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then if,
online.
Yeah. And then if needed, you'd be able to provide them in some way if the attorneys weren't able
yes.
to get them. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Hang on one second. Let me.
No, you're good. I'm doing the rest of these questions while you're looking. And then we request an emergency contact, Kate, in case something happens. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, that's fine.
They live with you or not with you?
They live with me.
Okay. Is it your your spouse?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Witt, W-H-I-T-T. Same last name.
Okay. All right. J-A-R-E-C-K-I, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then what is his phone number?
940. 284. 8007. Oh, that's my phone number.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I think that,
9 4 0 7 6 8 9 2 1 6 9 2 1 6
Okay.
I was just gonna say that's my phone number.
I know. As you said the last part, I was like, I think that's the one we're speaking on. And then he lives at the same address as you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I've had. Oh my goodness gracious.
No, you're good. Don't apologize. Yeah. Last thing we need is just when the doctor, and then. I'll send you the documents. We'll complete them through DocuSign. That takes like a minute or two. And then once they're completed, the attorneys will have permission to reach out to you. They'll verify everything you told me.
Excellent.
And then they'll start taking the case.
Okay, hang on.
Take your time.
Texas Institute for Neurological Disorders. There we go. Hello.
Mm-hmm. What's the facility name?
Texas Institute for Neurology.
For Neurology. I got you. Is this the one in Sherman?
Yes.
Okay. So I have the facility.
Texas Institute for Neurological.
It's
that's
a hard
the word.
It's like there when I can't say what's the word? Cumulatively. That's really hard for me to say.
Yeah, I can't. Neurological. There we go. Neurological.
Uh-huh. No, that one's a hard one. And then they're on Highland Avenue, right? Suite 200.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And I will give you her name. I can spell it, but I cannot pronounce it.
And she's out of that office?
Yes, she's out of that office.
Search that up. And then what is her name? Just last name works.
Oh, well, hang on a second.
Uh-huh.
I will... give you her. I will. It's May.
Mm-hmm.
Kr.
Mm-hmm.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Hn.
Mm-hmm.
An.
Hnan.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So I see why this is our different. So Maya Christian Indushami, something like that.
They call her Dr. Indu.
Yep. Yeah. Last name Indu Rashami. Yeah. This is her.
That's her first name. Her first name is Dr. Indu. Her first name is Indu, but her last name.
Oh yeah.
Name
okay.
Is
yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Because it's MD. They put the last name for. I got you. I was reading it back. Okay. Yeah. Indu Merit. Yeah. I see it right here on their website. Okay.
Indu my her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maya. Yeah. Her. I got you. Maya Krishana. I got you. I'm not sure if I even said it right.
I can't say it. For the life of me, but they call her Dr. Indu. That's what they go by in her office is Dr. Indu.
Okay. Yeah, no, when I look on their website, it shows up as Indu. They have it shortened too.
Yeah, that's what they call her in the office is Dr. Indu.
Okay.
That's what I refer her to in the office is Dr. Indu. I'm like, okay. Yeah, that's who diagnosed me with my mangioma.
Okay. Right. And then she is giving you the treatment for it?
Yes. She's the one that sent me for my MRIs and stuff, and she's following up with my follow-up MRIs in 6 months.
Right. I gotcha. Because it was just like a month or less than a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's the one that found it.
Sorry. And then who was the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
This last time was Dr. Who was my last doctor? Luciani.
Doctor, is he out of I-N-I? In McKinney, Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Dr. Luciani out of McKinney.
Okay. Prescribing facility name. Comprehensive OBGYN.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just confirm with somebody that if I have to put this or not, or if it's a pharmacy. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I just had to confirm that. So
Okay.
we didn't need Gerald's information. I'll put it in the notes though, as him as a prescribing doctor though. So hold on. And then, yeah, I just wanted to confirm with that. I do thank you for your patience. Address over there. And then also I'll text you my number once we finish everything too, so you have my number. And if you don't hear from the attorneys by, like, let's say Thursday or Friday. And then here is his phone number. Was the doctor that prescribed? And he would have been most recently the one to prescribe it. And then what pharmacy to go to?
CVS, Texoma Parkway.
Okay. TVS. And this is in what city? Sherman?
Sherman.
Sherman. Okay. Texoma. Okay. Prescribing facility would be CVS. Oh, wait. Sorry. All right. I'm gonna put, and then Mary, Miss Dr. Indu is the one prescribing you medications currently at this, going to this pharmacy.
Hang on.
Or that's where you would pick up the Depo-Provera from the pharmacy.
That's where I would pick up the Depo-Provera, yes.
Okay,
But Dr. Indy is not the one prescribing it, no.
let me put Dr. Gerald Lucien then. So prescribing doctor would have been Dr. Gerald Lucien for the Depo then, right? Provera? Okay. All right. His address would have been in 4701 Medical Center Drive, McKinney, Texas.
Correct.
Okay. Two one four. Oops, that is their number. That's not theirs. I'm glad you clarified that with me, because I would have maybe that. I'm sure it would have been fine, but yeah. And then let me put CVS's number here. Because a lot of the people that I speak to are not as don't have as good a, don't me remember everything as well as you. So I do appreciate that as well. The
No
facility.
problem.
Gerald is comprehensive OBGYN, right?
Correct.
Okay. Dr. Gerald Honey was the prescribing doctor for the Depo Provera. I'm just putting the notes in here so they know. Prescribing for the Depo. Dr. Indu is the DIC doctor currently treating for the effects meningioma. Okay. All right, and then let me just confirm everything with you. Oh, and then do you have Witt's email, or do you want to use his email for the emergency contact, or it's okay?
No, that's okay.
Okay. All right, and then let me just confirm everything with you, and I'll send you the documents so that I don't have any errors. Hold on. You would like to see if you you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to this. And then I did forget to ask you this one. You are willing to affirm that you do not have an attorney or sign any documents in regards to the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot to ask you that. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a United States resident. And then you were, of course, diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
Correct.
All right, you were diagnosed, unfortunately, a few weeks ago, 11/27 of 2024. Your date of birth is 6/10/1987, and that is all correct.
Correct.
Okay. And then you did consume the name brand injectable of Depo-Provera contraceptive, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you did use it for at least 1 year. And then you did
Yes.
have at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis with the meningioma, correct?
Correct.
And then just to confirm again, you did use Depo-Provera sometime between 1992 till today, sometime in that time frame.
Correct.
No. And then you first started using it around 2002, stopped around sorry, January, February, March, April, May, June, sorry, June of 2024.
Correct.
Okay. And then meningioma is the ailment. You are, of course, a female, married, first name Lacey, LACY, middle name Joe, JO, last name JAREcki.
Correct.
Okay. Can you say your last name for me?
Give it your wildest guess. I want to see
Okay.
if you.
I'm pretty good at these. Jarecki.
Close enough.
Okay. What is it?
Dureski.
Okay, I knew it was going to be a ski or a key. Okay, and then can I repeat your social to you?
Yes.
451-850138.
Correct.
Okay, and then email is lacey.shires@yahoo.com.
Perfect.
Okay, and then this, of course, is the best number to reach you on 940-284-8007.
Correct.
All right, and then the address, just to confirm one last time, is 160. Well, sorry, I'll start over. 1601 East FM 1417, Apartment 14, Sherman, Texas.
1601 Fort East. Hang on. 1601 East 1417. Hang on. 1601 East. FM 1417, apartment 14, Sherman, Texas 75090. Okay. Yep.
All right. I'm going to fill it out as east. Let me put it as east. I'll leave it as EX.
FM.
I'll leave it as EX. I'll put it as east because it looks more or less confusing. There we go. I had it down as just E. And then, of course, diagnosing doctor is Dr. Indu. We'll just say Indu Maya, Texas Institute of Neurological Disorders, address of 321 North Highland Avenue, Suite 200, Sherman, Texas. And then, were you ever diagnosed with any cancers previous to this?
No.
Okay. And then she's Maya. Sorry, I keep saying Maya. Dr. Indu is the one treating you currently for the meningioma, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then the prescribing doctor for your Depo-Provera was Gerald Luciani, most recently at Comprehensive OBGYN on Medical Center Drive in McKinney, Texas, address of 4701 Medical Center Drive.
Correct.
And then you went to CVS Pharmacy and on Texoma Parkway in Sherman, Texas.
Correct.
Okay. Let me make sure I put their phone number down. That is it. Okay. Okay. And then I put here Gerald Luciani was the prescribing doctor for the depo. Dr. Indu is currently the one treating her for the ailments. And then just to confirm, there are medical records that exist, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry if these are redundant. And then emergency contact, we will leave WHITT, WHITT, Jarecki, or Jareski, I'm sorry,
You're fine.
JAREcki.
Correct.
Okay, phone number of 940-768-9216.
Correct.
That is your spouse, and then same address of 1601 East FM 1417, Apartment 14, Sherman, Texas.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me take this one. Okay, and then I'm going to send you a text right now. One second. It'll say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. One second. Hold on. One second. You didn't receive a text from me, correct?
No.
Okay, hold on. One second. One second. There's a glitch right here. My permission got removed. Hold on. Sorry about this.
You're fine.
How was the weather today out there, though?
It is windy and cold.
I'm in California and it is, I mean, I guess me saying it's cold is like probably a,
Well, it's like
not,
40
yeah.
something degrees today.
Over by us, it's okay. It was like 45 by us the other day. It was freezing and it's windy.
Well, here in Texas, the sun's shining, but it's windy and cold.
Does it, it doesn't snow in Texas, right?
North Dallas, it really don't snow a whole lot, so not too bad. Not too bad.
That is good. One sec, I'm asking them to. I don't know why this worked yesterday. Fine, I don't know what the heck happened. Hold on, I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna get up and tell them. Hold on, so this is
Okay.
expedited. I'll be right back 1 second. And actually, let me send you a text just in case it does disconnect. Hold on. 1 second. I'm gonna say Lacey. It's Lacey. It's. Jeremy, in regards to the depo Provera lawsuit, this is my direct number. If we get disconnected, and then I do have permission to call you back if we if it does happen to get disconnected. Okay. I'm gonna text you right now. That's my direct number. Hold on, I'm gonna put you on hold and I'll be right back. I'm just gonna mute the mic. I'll be right back 1 second. Lacey? Hello, Lacey? Hi, Lacey. Ms. Jureski? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, okay. So she told me it was something with DocuSign. So I'm going to send it from her DocuSign because hers is working. So it'll come from it's going to say Sophie. One second. Okay. One second. I might have to put a one in front of your email. So hold on. One sec. Let me just put a one in front of this. Okay. And then you should now be getting a text that says, it should say Jeremy, but it will say Sophie Meyer wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay. All right. Yeah, yep. I got them.
Yep. Click on that. And then that will open up to the DocuSign. And then once that opens up, you want to hit start. And then once you hit start, that will take you in the document. Again, I do thank you for your patience. My apologies again.
Not a problem.
And then once you hit start, that will take you into the document. Draw your signature as best as you can.
Making a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once you do adopt and confirm or adopt and signature, it'll save it. And then you just tap everywhere and then you'll let me know once you hit finish.
Okay. Got a couple coming from the right. Okay.
No, you're good. You're good. No, take your time. And then let me know when you hit finish, because you would usually have access to see when you finish it. It's just it's sent from her email, so that's why. And then the firm that will be working with you is A4D. They're a very good firm in regards to this. So you are in good hands with them. One sec. Did you hit finish?
Trying to do a whole bunch of stuff at once.
Oh, you're good. Take your time. There's no rush.
Okay, hang on a second.
You're good.
I started all this.
What'd you say?
I said I started it and then it backed out of it and I'm trying to sign it.
Oh, if you go, if you're so, if now when you tap, it should have your signature saved. When you tap, it'll just fill it in.
Okay.
And then if you hit finish and it takes you up and it doesn't say you're completed or did it take you up?
Okay. There we go. All right. There we go. It's done.
You're good. One second. Let me just load on my end. And then the attorneys that will be reaching out to you is A4D. Let me give you their phone number just in case you don't hear from them. One second. I'm going to text it to you as well. It's the same number I texted you from earlier. One second. They got me all frazzled right now because my thing wasn't working. A4D is the firm you will be that will be reaching out within a few days. Their number is, and then that is their number I sent it to. It's a 909 number.
We got road work coming up on the left lane.
And then Lacey,
left shoulders closed.
No, yes, I do see you sign the contract, and then everything is complete on this end. And then, yeah, you just need to look out for a call from the attorneys, like from A4D in about 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And then they'll basically just confirm the information we went over. It's going to be that one last time. And then from there, they will start the case. And I would say you do have a very good solid case, as you did take Depo-Provera for many years. And then you were diagnosed, of course, recently with meningioma, which I am, of course, sorry to hear. But I'm glad you're doing well. And if you do have any questions, you have my number, so feel free to call me back, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day, and I do thank you for your time. And again, thank you so much for your patience. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 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 You have a wonderful day. Bye.